Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Dr. Michael Moosey of Moosey General and Cosmetic Dentistry. Dr. Michael, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Awesome. And what I want to do is just read a little bit about Dr. Michael so you can learn a little bit more about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Dr. Moosey is a native Texan born in Dallas and raised in Lubbock. He received his undergraduate degree at St. Edward's University in Austin and went on to attain his Doctor of Dental Surgery at the University of Texas Dental Branch in Houston. Dr. Moosey has been in practice since 1998. He owns two practices, one fee for service cosmetic practices and one in-network insurance office. You'll find him at his flagship dental practice, focusing primarily on cosmetics and reconstructive dentistry. He prides himself on exceeding the required continuing education for dentists each year and strives to keep himself and his practices up to date on the latest techniques and technology. Dr. Moosey, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's do it. So the first question I had is just kind of peeling back the onion a little bit and hear a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
All right. You know, basically, as a young dentist coming out of school, you've got two options. You can kind of start an office by yourself, put up a shingle, do your own thing. And it takes about 7, 8, 9 years to finally get a following to where the business becomes lucrative. The other way would be to buy an existing practice from, you know, somebody that's been practicing for many years who already has the system down, which is what I did. I went out and bought this. I actually went in, found a guy in a certain area of Austin that I wanted to be in. I bought him out. I actually employed him for another couple of years, and that kind of endorses me to all the patients, make sure there's good retention. So basically, you know, I become the owner and the CEO of this company, and that's kind of how I ended up where I am now.
Oh, that's awesome. And it's kind of like, you know, buying a franchise, so to speak, because you already have somebody that's, you know, has the systems and everything in place, but it's even smarter because you kept that person on, because I'm sure the patients probably built a rapport with that dentist.
Exactly.
Yeah, having the opportunity to kind of.
So they trust him. They trust him. If he endorses me, then they're going to most likely stick around, and hopefully I don't lose too many of the patients. And that did work out like that. So it's, you know, here I am 20 years later, and things are still going strong.
Yeah, 20 years. That sounds like you're doing pretty well. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Well, what I wanted to do is drill a little bit deeper and hear a little bit more about, you know, what you're doing at your two practices.
Sure. All right. So basically, like you said, I've got a couple of practices. I'm going to focus on this one. This one is my flagship office, like you said. It's the one I've worked in for 20 years. I do, it's a general dentist office, right? So I still do all the, you know, the cleanings and the drilling and filling and all the stuff that you people go to their normal dentist for. But mm-hmm. Then additionally, I do a lot of big reconstructive cosmetic cases. It might be 10 veneers. It might be 28 crowns with some Invisalign, some bonding, whatever it takes to do the smile makeovers. So it's kind of doing a little bit of both. So basically, like I said, I have a practice that's a general practice where we do just, you know, the regular dentistry, crowns, fillings, cleanings, just things you would go to your regular dentist for. And then I have I've been focusing over the last few years on really becoming a cosmetic dentist, where I'm doing a lot of the smile makeovers, where we implement things like Invisalign, do a lot of veneers and whitening and bonding and things like that, just to address the smile makeover clientele or patients. It turns out to be pretty lucrative that way as far as the business side of it goes. So yeah, that's pretty much where I am. And those are the services I'm providing at this point.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, it's good because you're covering, you know, both sides, because obviously you have the cleanings and everything.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, what happens is these practices that become strictly cosmetic, it tends to dip and rise and fall with the market. So if people aren't doing well financially, they don't do the elective cosmetic stuff. So those practices can hurt. So I've kind of got it covered both ways.
Yeah, that's really smart. I didn't even think about, you know, like the rise and fall of the economy.
Yeah.
You have the general stuff because everybody needs to get their, you know, teeth cleaned, taken care of. But
exactly
then you
right.
have the other stuff too.
Totally.
Yeah. Awesome. 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 And now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce, which is kind of like your differentiator, or what you feel kind of sets you and your organization apart.
All right. For me, it's actually simple, but man, it's realizing that this profession, that dentistry is it's a service industry. It's customer service, man. And we do it well. I've got it down. You know, it's all about hiring the right people, putting them in the right place, and making sure they're all on the same team with a common goal of treating the patient, you know, with utmost just the best excellence in customer service. You know, aside from the energy of the doctor, the fact that the team that I've put together, they provide such exemplary service. Like I said, it's the right people in the right place. And so, basically what I was getting at was, we do great technical work. The crowns are good. The fillings are good. But the patient never feels that. They never know how good a job your dentist does, right? But you do know how they made you feel. And so in my office, it better be well taken care of. Because again, that's what people, that's what they remember, is how good you made them feel. So, like I said, it's a service, and we just better do it right. And that's what keeps them coming back, because my business thrives on repeat business and referrals.
Yeah.
So that's my secret sauce, man, is treating them, just realizing that the game is a customer service game.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. And I'm sure that, a lot of people, having different types of people have come from, different areas, and as far as like if they're, maybe afraid of the dentist, or they're used to going to the dentist, but being able to have, genuine and quality team, and having people that develop that connection with them probably keeps them coming back. Like you said, you would never know that you went to.
Yes, that familiarity that the patients, it's the fear of the unknown that scares them. So when they come in and they see, they recognize friendly faces, and, once they've been through here, they even have you read my reviews, people oddly have a good time coming to the dentist. And, and that, as far as getting feedback, sometimes when hearing that I've got a great cosmetic case, or, that I blew it out of the box on this case, sometimes just hearing that they were so well taken care of is just as rewarding for me. So, I'm just happy to, be doing what we're doing and taking care of the patients like we do.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said before, 20 years in, that is a good sign of success and being able to kind of prolong and continue to grow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this could be an app, a book, or even a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient as a business.
Got it. I got this. So this is great. With modern technology, I did this just this morning. So check this out. I'm working with the patient. There's something I don't know what it is. It's a pathology on the gum. And I do this daily. I've got a group of two or three buddies and colleagues, peers, whatever. And we all have each other a touch of a dial, man. So I take a picture, I send it to three or four buddies and say, hey, what's this? What are your thoughts? I mean, within a couple of minutes, I'm working on the patient and I hear bing, bing, bing. I've got an immediate response. So it's not like I'm going to refer you to my oral surgeon. Mm-hmm. I actually text my oral surgeon and I have the answer within 2 minutes, and I'm putting the patient on the right meds. And so that's how I went this morning. And so it's an everyday thing where I'm, hey, what do you guys do in this situation? Or vice versa. They use me the same way. How do you do these when you've got a veneer and you've got this scenario? So we can feed each other, and it just cuts off so much time. Basically, it's real time consulting while the patient's in the chair. I'm asking two or three other guys or even specialists how to handle a certain scenario that may come up. So it's an invaluable resource.
Yeah, that's huge, and it kind of sounds like you have like a network of experts where depending on what it is that you're asking a question about, you can get kind of real-time answers so that you can give, again, the best service to the people that are coming into your practice.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Absolutely. Awesome. 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 Now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice you might have, or if you, jumped in a time machine and went back and talked to Dr. Michael Moosey earlier on, what advice would you give yourself?
CEO nugget. For me, the CEO, it's about creating the right environment. It's a healthy work environment for mental health, mental wellness. What I've noticed is when these employees are happy, they don't mind coming in early, staying late, just doing the work. We've all got to go to work. We've all got to have a job. They might as well be happy at it and not be complaining about it all the time. So I also noticed that even a happier, even almost a passionate employee definitely is a lot more productive, right? And when they're more productive, their work is better. That allows me to do my thing. My work is better. It's just good all the way around. It's you know, a fun environment, friendly. Like I said, I find that happy employees show up, and I mean show up physically, but mentally. So that's a biggie for me. I think the work environment is the one thing the CEO kind of sets the tone, kind of creates the, you know, the energy, and then the employees follow suit. So I think that's an important, you got to lead by example, and your energy is contagious. And, you know, like I said, just the energy or the environment, it's only going to lead to better production. But, you know, if in my case, happier patients or clientele.
Yeah, that makes sense. Have you noticed that certain things that you've been able to do either for yourself or your team that's allowed you to create that positive and happy environment?
Yeah, you know, even when I'm just hiring people, I know they can do the task. I know they can clean teeth. But when I'm hiring people, I hire them. Can they get along with I've got 6 girls in this particular office. Mm-hmm. Are they going to get along good? I make them go to lunch. I make sure they laugh with them. You know, I'm not looking for drama. So mm-hmm. The first thing is just on the hiring end. I make sure I hire somebody that's going to fit. It's going to mesh well with everybody.
Now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. We might have already touched on this a little bit, but what does being a CEO mean to you?
Ooh, man, that's a good one. You know, to me, it's just shouldering this tremendous responsibility to accomplish the vision set forth by the CEO or the owner of the company. You know, it's up to the CEO to set the tone, like I was saying earlier, the energy, the employees, and the direction or focus in order to accomplish that company's goals, right? Basically, you know, that then you got to transition or translate even that vision to employees and maintaining the course, even as employees come and go, right? You know, it's easy to get into this rut of, you know, just day after day or routine job where it's just another day at work, especially as it goes on through the years. So it's up to the CEO to kind of keep that ship pointed in the right direction. Like I said, I mean, employees are coming and going. So it's up to that CEO to keep things on track. Basically, here's where I was talking about employees, and employees come and go, and then the work over year by work year, it's easy for it to get off track over time, and it just becomes going through the motions. The CEO keeps the business on track, and he's the one who takes the blame. If the company's doing well, he gets the kudos. If the company's doing bad, he's the one that gets the blame, and it might not even be his fault, but he's the one that's going to take it. You know, that's going to take the hit. Like, and I just keep going back to, it's up to the CEO to have the right place and the right time. Basically, that's kind of where I'm coming from. It's just like I said, it's that vision that the CEO or even the owner of the company has, and the CEO makes it happen or keeps it on track. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And that definitely hits home as far as like being able to execute the vision and be able to bring on the right people. And you know, like you said, enjoying the fruits of the success, but also understanding that even if it's not, you know, your fault and that things don't go well, you still are the leader and kind of like the captain of the ship. So that but kind of stops with you.
Sure, totally.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Moosey, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and then also how best they can find and get a hold of you.
All right. Yeah, man, I think if I had anything else to add, I'd say as CEO, you know, it falls on you as to whether or not the company is successful or not. And even if it's not your fault, you're going to, like I was saying earlier, you're going to take the hit. You know, like I said, keeping it on track seems to be a common theme. You know, a lot of times what this can include is measuring the performance to make sure you maintain this expected outcome, right? And this can be done, like in a service industry for me, this can be done simply by asking clients for reviews or filling out some kind of, you know, return some kind of comment cards. We're doing this in my practice right now. I actually have an employee that, you know, I'm trying to see if the patients, they're going to always tell me that, oh, everything's great, Dr. Moosey, but I want their true, genuine feeling. Do you like what's going on here? And maybe not just with this one employee, but with everyone handled. You know, what can we do better, basically? I think that's crucial for those who really want to, you know, excel and do better at what they're doing, which I do. And so, yeah, just a way of measuring your progress as a CEO. I think that's an important step. That's pretty much what I would have to add.
No, that's a big part of making sure that you're keeping track of like what you're doing and how effective you are at what it is. Yeah. So that's a great point.
Cool.
Yeah. And if people want to find out and visit either of your locations, what's the best way for them to find out?
Yeah, that's easy. You just, you know, look, it's Moosey General and Cosmetic Dentistry here in Austin, Texas. You know, you use the web like we always do. It's on the internet and you just call the girls and they get you, basically you make the phone call and they take care of the rest. They make it really easy. They'll get all your insurance information and all your, you know, other records sent if you need them, or just if it's simply something like a smile maker. Over. I do that a lot, and it's just a complimentary consult where people can, you know, come in and have me look at them and say, you know, what do you think, doc? And it may be Invisalign, it may be veneers, and it just starts the process from there. So that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, we've got a phone number, 512-459-5437, the office, and that's it, just to get the ball going.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you again, Dr. Moosey. What I'll do is I'll have those links in the show notes and that information so that anybody can follow up with you. But again, I appreciate all of the awesome things that you're doing. In 20 years is definitely doing something awesome. And I'm glad we got an opportunity to learn a little bit.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. And like I said, man, I'm happy to say that if you have anybody, any listeners out there that, you know, they've got general inquiry, they want to know something about veneers, they want to know something. They may not, you know, they may live in another state, another city, but they just, you know, they've got some general questions. What is a veneer? How long does it take for Invisalign? Whatever. They're happy to email me at my office manager, Joanna@drmoosey.com. And I'll field those questions. I'll answer them right back to you. I love doing that kind of thing, and just keeps me in the mix and keeps me on my toes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, cool. We appreciate that. So we'll definitely add that in the link and then the show notes as
well. All right.
And
cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.